Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Today, we're going to be talking about the juicy topic of fate. Because in amongst all areas of life, it is love that seems to be left to the hands of fate more than any other area. So today we wanted to delve into that and explore, first of all, why it is we're so keen to leave our love lives to the hands of fate. Secondly, the problems that arise by doing that. And finally, what we at Project Love actually think it really is down to, and that it's not down to fate at all. So let's start with, why is it that we are so keen to leave our love lives to the hands of fate? Because I know I definitely was. Mm. I didn't, you know, considering I'm a life design coach and help people transform all sorts of areas of their life, when it came to my love life, I thought it was out of my hands, and either you were blessed with meeting, you know, the right person, or you weren't, and there wasn't really much that I could do. But where does that even start?
Do you think some of it's maybe like the old kind of English reserve, where you don't want to big yourself up too much, so that if something really good happens, you go, oh, it was meant to be,
rather than it wasn't me.
Yeah, rather than, well, I decided to do this, and then I met him, because I'm awesome, like, that's how it happened.
Yeah, you're right, you don't want to take the credit for it, so you hand it over to something else. And that's true, actually, because a lot of the time when something happens, even if you land a good job, you'd be like, well, I was lucky. No, you weren't.
Yeah.
You worked really hard to get that job. And likewise, when you do meet the right person, to say, oh, well, we were lucky, or it was down to fate, is negating everything that you did to turn up and be open to that and maybe make the first move or say yes to that first date, even though you were nervous.
Yeah.
And just palming off to fate. And what it also does is, for those of us who are, you know, looking for love ourselves, it's taking any power away from us to feeling that we can actually do something about our love lives. Mm. Well, if it's all down to fate, then I may as well just continue staying at home, watching TV and drowning my sorrows in chocolate bars.
Waiting for a knock at the door.
Yeah, exactly. I also think, I'd never looked at it in that way, but I think, yeah, that's definitely could be why a lot of people, particularly once they're with someone, like to look back and give it a story where fate somehow played this magical hand. But I think it's also because we've been brought up on fairy tales where there's usually a magic wand or a magic fairy or someone that comes along, Cupid with his bow and arrow, that comes and casts a spell and makes it happen. And I think also people like the idea that there's someone out there who's meant for you and they're on their way. I remember someone saying that to me and it felt really reassuring. But it's crazy, because I don't think that Fonz was out there on his way towards me at all.
On his white horse.
No.
But that is to say that we are passive bystanders in, I mean, not just love life, but anything. If fate is a part to play in areas of our lives, then we are just passively experiencing our lives. And when fate decides that she will give us something that we really want, then we don't have any control of that. It's up to this little fate fairy to decide.
Yeah, and the danger of that is that therefore it's based on you being deserving.
Yeah.
So if fate has decided that she's not going to wave her magic wand and have, you know, Prince Charming arrive on his white horse, then it's because you're not good enough and you don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's so disempowering.
Yeah. And I think what it also does is it completely takes away any responsibility for the good stuff, but also the bad stuff. And whilst maybe when it goes wrong, it's our fault, you know, we internalise the negative stuff, so you kind of internalize it when it goes wrong, like, oh, well, it's my fault, fate's let off the hook then. It's my fault that happened. I'm shit.
Fate's got a sweet gig. She only gets the credit for the good stuff and is completely scot-free on the bad stuff. It's never like, oh, it was fate that I met this total asshole.
Yeah.
That then completely treated me like shit and cheated on me three times.
Cheers,
you know,
fate.
Thanks, fate.
Yeah, but I think it's important to take responsibility when things don't go the way you want them to, because otherwise how will you ever move forward if you don't? So when something is shit, it's like, you know, okay, fine, I accept that and I'm gonna move on from that, rather than it being, oh, when it goes, when it's really great, it's fate, and when it's not, I'm shit. You know, it's kind of like, you never, there's not room to grow,
yeah,
with that kind of way of thinking.
And there's also no opportunity open for you to go, I'm gonna now do something about this.
Yeah,
I'm going to change my love life and the direction it's going in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, sort my love life out, which you absolutely can do. Okay. So if it's not down to fate, which we don't think it is, what do we think it's down to?
Mm. Well, I think it's tiny tweaks and very small actions that you can do and integrate them into your busy life, rather than make huge changes that are completely unachievable and overwhelming, and really small things. So it could be as simple as, I'm going to tell my friends that I'm available for dates, and if they've got any friends that they want to hook me up with, then that's cool, I'm open to it. One email, done. That is one small action that you've taken to take charge of your love life.
Yeah, it's about, well, you've summed up anything where you're proactively taking action and taking your love life into your own hands.
Yeah, just like you would do in any other area of your life, like you were saying at the beginning, it's, you know, in your work life, it's quite familiar to take charge and do things at work that will get you where you need to be for your future. And in every other area of your life, really, if you want to do up your house, there are things that you need to do to that house to make it, you know, the house you want to live in. And why not love life? Why? I think there is a kind of preconception that if you have to take action in your love life, that it's completely unsexy and unromantic and, oh, what's the point?
Well, you are kind of ruining the fairy tale.
Yeah, and it does. It is unromantic in a way.
I think that's why. In every other area of your life, there's, I was going to say there's no shame that comes with actually having to go and do something to help you change that area in your life. But actually, I've worked with helping people with their careers for the past 10 years, and men in particular actually can feel quite embarrassed and a bit ashamed to be seen to be needing help with their careers.
Yeah.
And likewise, I think sometimes, or certainly in the past, women have found it a bit embarrassing to be seen to be seeking help with their love lives, because it's supposed to happen. But like you say, when you look at things, like, you don't have someone who says, well, I used to be miserable in my job and the work that I did, and now I'd be day after day sitting, feeling miserable, telling my friends how miserable I was, and then lo and behold, I got a call one day, and out of the blue, someone just offered me a wonderful job. It's like, that never happens. And it's the same. Why should it be? Why are we applying such a different rule to our love lives? And like you say, thinking that if we're having to actually proactively do something about inviting love in, then somehow it's a bit of a failure that we're having to actually get up and proactively say, you know what? I really want to find love and I'm going to do something about it. Because I think there's a sense of entitlement. There's a sense that we're all supposed, like for women in particular, that we're all supposed to be given that by this mystical force, that it's all supposed to come to us. And if it's not, it's like we've been hard done by. Mm. Well, hang on, why was I missed out?
Mm. And then you feel like, well, everyone else is fine.
I know,
well,
what's wrong with me?
Help?
And then, I mean, I think there are moments, and I've spoken to a lot of women who speak like this, it's as if they've been left out. And there's an injustice to it. It's just like, but why? There is no guarantee that you're going to be sent someone. I mean, it's just bizarre. And when you talk about it, it does seem completely illogical and it seems crazy, but actually a lot of us, when we're really stuck in our love lives, are coming from that place. And I think it is because, you know, and Disney and Hollywood again keep perpetuating that idea of fate.
Yeah, I think when you break it down, it does sound nuts, but often these thought patterns kind of go whirling around in our heads and we never really take the time to explore the thoughts themselves.
Mm.
And it's not until you actually sit down and with a clear mind and kind of start to really look at this and break it down. It's not until you break it down that you really see how crazy it is that, you know, we are these kind of passive bystanders in our love life and that we're just waiting for our package to arrive and it will be any day and, oh, it hasn't turned up yet. You know, it's ludicrous.
But if I keep putting it out there and asking the universe for it, and, you know, and I always say this, that you can ask the universe for anything that you want, but if you're not also going to back that up with being proactive about going there and doing what you need to do to actually put yourself in the best possible position for that to happen to you, then you're not being much of a team player with the universe. You know, you have to be, you can put stuff out in the universe if you want, but then follow it up with some action.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, leaving things down to fate is a fool's game. If you're doing it, stop doing it.
Yeah.
And instead, take action. It is simple as that. Take your love life into your own hands and start doing something about it.
Grab your love life by the balls.
That's a tweetable. So have a think about one thing that you can do this week that takes your love life out of the hands of fate and into your own hands.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.